We don't know yet. There's a lot of preparatory work, doing all the paperwork, and then we also have to rely on the security situation to allow us to do the mission.
In the meantime, are you going to choose your missions members? How many?
No, the mission members are almost chosen. It will be organizations that participate. So it will not be individuals, but it will be international organizations that are helping.
In the meantime, are you coming to New York to wait for all the preparations to finish?
I'm not sure. Maybe we will meet closer to Syria. I'm not sure about the plans in the near future, but we are talking about maybe the mission will happen in a week's time or so.
The mission will happen in a week? I'm sorry?
Yes. Maybe in a week or two, the mission will start.
So it's a matter of days?
It's a matter of days, yes.
Will you investigate the specific incident requested by the Syrian government, or will you include other allegations too?
No. We will investigate what has been requested.
So for now, because the Secretary General said that the investigations might also include the other allegations requested by the British and French governments.
Yes, but nothing can be done unless Syria accepts.
What are the assurances you need right now from parties in Syria?
That is not my judgment. That is the security component of the UN that is dealing with that. And, you know, UN has missions in Lebanon and we are personnel in Syria. And together these people are judging the security situation and judging whether it's secure to enter Syria or not.
From the start of your mission, how long do you think it will take for you to reach a conclusion about these allegations?
I guess we have 3-4 days of preparation. We will have 3-4 days of inspections. And we would have like 2-3 weeks of report writing and chemical analysis.
When the Secretary General asked you to do this, did you think twice about it?
Yes, I did. This has been my career and I was very honored for being asked. My response was yes.
But I mean, do you think it's so complicated? Everything regarding Syria is not easy right now, all the missions. So have you hesitated in any moment to accept this?
Yeah, of course, I considered. I mean, rarely you have incidents with UN people in Syria, up to this time at least. So it seems like there are good judgments when it comes to risks and when it comes to security in Syria. And we will not work against that. I mean, we will use whatever sources there are for security entering Syria.
So you might be going to Syria soon. What is your message to the various parties in Syria and to the Syrian people?
Sorry, I convey no message to them. It's not within my mandate or task or position to do that. If anything, I just ask for the assistance and the help that they make our job simpler and worth the effort.